Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 10th of May, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Russian President Vladimir Putin used his World War II Victory Day address to prepare the public for a long war in Ukraine and portray Russia as successfully resisting the West. Putin stated in his annual address marking the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany that a real war has been unleashed against Russia and that Russia has repelled international terrorism and will continue to defend residents in Donbas. Victory Day has become one of Russia's most important public holidays, celebrated in Moscow and other cities across the former USSR, with traditional parades of soldiers and military equipment. The leaders of Belarus, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Armenia attended this year's parade in Moscow. Hours before the start of Victory Day celebrations in Moscow, Russia reportedly launched a string of attacks across central and eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian officials claim to have shot down 23 of 25 rockets fired, with no casualties reported. The attacks came shortly before a visit by EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who was in Kyiv yesterday to discuss European integration, defense matters, and sanctions against Russia with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The United States recently announced a new $1.2 billion security assistance package for Ukraine to help the country continue to defend itself against Russian aggression. The new security assistance package will reportedly include additional air defense systems and munitions, equipment to integrate Western air defense launchers, missiles, and radars with Ukraine's air defense systems, anti-drone ammunition, and 155mm artillery rounds. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the United States for its support and for this sign of solidarity with Ukraine, shown on a symbolic day for us. Together, we're moving towards a new victory. Today is day 441 of Russia's war on Ukraine. The highly anticipated rollout of the Mevo 2.0 bike sharing system in Troymiasto has been delayed yet again, this time due to the risk of structural defects in the bikes themselves. Users of the same bike sharing system in Stockholm reported technical defects in the bike frames, causing officials there to suspend the system earlier this month. In a press conference on Tuesday, officials from the Gdańsk-Gdynia-Sopot metropolitan area and representatives from City Bike Global reassured the public they were working on finding an appropriate solution to the issue. Two alternatives are currently being considered: strengthening the frames of the existing bikes or changing the bike manufacturer. Tests of the Mevo 2.0 system officially started in April of this year, but local officials emphasized that public money has yet to be spent on the project. Local representatives believe there will be a quick resolution to the current situation, with Dagmara Kleczewska, the Mevo project manager, assuring residents that the system will be launched later this year. Today marks the day of remembrance for victims massacred in the village of Polnare during the Nazi-German occupation of the Kresy, the northeastern borderlands of the Second Polish Republic. From 1941 to 1944, some 70,000 Jews, 20,000 Poles, and 8,000 Soviet prisoners of war were murdered by occupying German forces in the village of Polnare, now Panerai, near the present-day Lithuanian capital of Vilnius. A solemn ceremony, complete with full military honors, will be held in Gdansk to honor their memory. The ceremony is scheduled for 2 p.m. today at the Polnarski Monument in the Siberian quarters of Smetar-Lostovitsky. More information on commemorations throughout the month of May is available on the City of Gdansk website at gdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be clear and sunny with no chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will peak at a daytime high of 19 degrees centigrade or 67 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to a low of 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected tomorrow with sunny skies and warm temps continuing into the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdansk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.